Mr. Odell, what color hair does Nellie Wilde have?
Same as you, lady. Red. But I think she dyes hers.
Coincidence, Mrs. Kerrigan. A lot of red-headed gals in Dodge right now.
Is this a coincidence, Sheriff?
Kate handed Hinkle the note she'd received and studied his face while he read it.
Hell no. It ain't happenstance. You were lured here.
I was to be murdered by the dead man, whoever he is. He saw Nellie Wilde and mistook her for me.
Well, if that's the case, he wanted to kill you real bad, ma'am.
Damn. I got a headache.
Because you're so set on hanging an innocent man, Sheriff. I'm getting close to identifying the real killer, and he wants to be rid of me.
Mrs. Kerrigan, what I got here is two murders and two murderers. I know who killed Sarah Hollis, and now I want to find the other killer, the murderer of Alva Cranley. I will concede that Alva's killer wants you dead. You saw her body and investigated the ground around the shack, and now the man who strangled Alva is after you. He thinks you know something, and he's running scared.
And so he should be, because he's the same man who murdered Sarah Hollis. And don't you dare to tell me otherwise, Sheriff.
Drugo Odell decided it was time he left. The red-headed woman's talk was making him uneasy, and the two punchers with her looked like hard cases. But then Bat Masterson arrived on the scene. Masterson wore his usual bowler hat, and a black opera cape closed at the neck with a bright silver clasp in the shape of a dragon. The handle of the cane he carried on his left hand was also in the form of a silver dragon.
Why are you here, Bat?
This latest murder is the talk of the top hat, George. Little gal in there is hysterical, telling everybody that someone wants to kill her.
He did, the fellow on the ground. We think he mistook Nellie Wilde for Mrs. Kerrigan here.
We don't think, Sheriff. We know.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Mrs. Kate Kerrigan, sir.
You are very beautiful, Mrs. Kerrigan.
And you, sir, are very gallant.
Watching the exchange, Trace grinned, and Frank suddenly felt like a bumpkin.
Don't slink away into the darkness like a Louisiana alligator, Drugo. I want to talk to you.
I told the sheriff all I know.
You killed a man tonight, Drugo. Are you going to the top hat to boast of it?
No, I'm planning to get out of this rain and console my poor Nellie.
Poor Nellie, is it? Why did you bring her to this place where two women have been murdered?
Well, it was only a lark, Bat. A pair of young people looking for adventure.
Well, then I'd say you found it.
Yes, I suppose we did.
Bat, it's pouring rain. Can't we talk about this later? Odell is not a suspect here.
He was sparking Sarah Hollis, George. That makes him a suspect. I heard about it no later than this afternoon from one of my more low and disreputable friends.
You don't spark Sarah's kind. She had something to sell, and I bought it. I'm bringing her flowers.
Drugo, you're leaving?
I'm through here.
Pity. I thought we could talk about Dora Redberry down Tombstone Way. The poor girl is dead. Did you know that? I seem to recall that you jumped a Butterfield out of town just after it happened.
Don't push me, Bat.
Nobody's pushing you, Drugo. I wondered if you wanted to talk about Dora was all.
You don't like me, Bat. Not liking me can be dangerous for a man.
I know that, Drugo. Well, be off with you. I'm sure Nellie Wilde is pining for you to comfort her.
It seemed to Frank that Odell hesitated for just a moment, maybe thinking about the draw. Then the little man turned on his heel and walked away, and soon the rain and darkness closed around him. Masterson's Colt came out from under his cape.
I had my gun in my hand. I might have shaded old Drugo.
We've had enough killing around here, Bat. Put the iron away and get out of the rain.
Mrs. Kerrigan, there's a Chinese tea house not far from here where they serve the most delicious little cakes. Would you and your friends care to join me? Sorry, George. You're not invited, since you have to stand guard over the dead man.
I love a cup of tea. Mr. Masterson, this is my son, Trace, and Frank Cobb, my segundo.
From time to time, I heard about you, Frank.
And I you. Small world.
Well, the West is vast, but there's a certain breed of men who are few in number, though we tend to hear much about them.
Masterson unbuckled his cloak, and with a fine flourish, draped it around Kate's shoulders.
This will keep you dry, dear lady.
Thank you, Mr. Masterson. Indeed, you are very gracious.
Ah, but how easy it is to be gracious to a beautiful woman. And please, call me Bat. Everyone else does.